Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 72, I think.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Mike.
And I'm Daniel.
I'm going with 72 because this is episode 6 of season 4, therefore 22 by 3 plus 1.
Would you like to say 71 and 73? And I'll, if need be, I can put that in.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode number as yet to be decided from, please select, 71, 72, 73. There, yeah, there were suitable pauses. You could just drop that.
That should do.
Knowing you, you'll probably just leave them all in just to...
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. That is.
Or 105, because we're really not that sure.
Hello again, Daniel.
Thank you.
Of course, even as we're recording this, nobody's actually heard the episode you contributed to.
That speaks a lot to you guys that you let me back on after that fiasco. So.
That? You badgered. You begged.
Oh, I wasn't
you're worse than the cat. At least it can sort of roll around the ground and look kind of cute. You know, let's not go any further with that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for you guys. Sorry. Not going that far.
I'm not a furry.
I love the podcast, but not that much.
This much. So, okay. Tonight's episode will be entitled Window of Opportunity, and to the best of my knowledge, and I'm open to correction from a researcher on this, voted most people's favourite episode.
It regularly does get voted number one in fan polls. It's an episode anybody can watch. You don't even have to be a fan of the series to enjoy the humour.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen. I've had people come over and I'm like, oh, you got to watch this. And we'll pop in this episode and they actually get interested in Stargate just from this episode.
You would be assimilation.
That's right.
It's futile.
And it has, if I can say this, it has the best music that they introduce in here. The little sequence of music that they put in here for, what's his name? Malachi.
Let's just bring it up when he appears in the episode, shall we?
Cut that part out.
Okay. A reprimand. We've got to leave the reprimand in.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a reprimand. It was a suggestion that we stick to what little attempt at format we actually have.
This is Robert Picardo, the holographic doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
And Richard Woolsey from Stargate Atlantis.
This is Vanessa Angel.
This is Maris Rose.
This is Christopher Heyerdahl.
This is Clifton Collins Jr.
This is Mally from Dollhouse.
This is Alistair. And you're just listening to the sweet and tasty sounds of the Sci-Fi Diner podcast.
Live long and prosper.
Did I fall asleep?
For a little while.
I got a bad feeling about this.
There is no spoon.
Hello, I'm Scott.
Hello, I'm Miles P. McLaughlin, and we are the hosts of the Sci-Fi Diner Podcast.
We're just ordinary sci-fi fanboys.
In each show, we bring you the latest news from the sci-fi movie and television universe, along with our commentary on it.
We review the shows and movies that we're watching.
We bring you interviews with Stargate, Dollhouse, Star Trek cast members, and many more notables.
And test your geek cred with the trivia that all sci-fi addicts should know.
We also occasionally give things away.
If you are a lover of all things sci-fi, then come dine with us as we host the Sci-Fi Diner Podcast.
You can find us on iTunes.
Or on our website at sci-fi-diner.com.
Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to record boilerplate exit with the contact info. I meant to do that yesterday, but I didn't get up until 3:30. So.
Yeah, all that time off work.
I had to go in Friday morning. I didn't actually get anything done. I achieved nothing. All that time off work, you got a bloody month off.
Hey, I achieved nothing either in that month.
I'm sure you got a lot of TV watched.
Yeah, but it's not something you really want to brag about, is it? What did you do during the holidays? Well, I watched that box set and that box set and that box set. And for a change, I watched that movie.
Yeah, you go on Facebook and it's like, Mike Crate, watch this. Mike Crate, watch this. Alan Keaton, watch this.
Oh, yeah, sketchy.
Yep. You know, it's like, oh, they put up a status. No, they just watched that.
Word to the wise, tend not to slag off the editor. It's just not a good idea. Use the ability to make you sound good or not good.
That's right.
Be kind to your editor.
Well, kind of the host, so. I do have one story to tell you. I love Guillermo del Toro. I think he's a great director, and Pan's Labyrinth is one of my favorite movies.
You watched it, but...
Oh, you got to watch it. Anyway, he did this other one called Kronos, or Kronos, whatever you want to say. And my son and I, my one-year-old, he was up, and I was kind of winding down after being at work, so I'm watching Kronos, and everybody else is asleep, and him and I are sitting up there watching it. He realizes that they're not speaking English. And he's like studying their faces and just like this look of total concentration. And then he looks back at me and he goes, "Oh yeah, 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 yeah," and then just goes like they're talking funny. Thought that was pretty good. So he kept doing that a couple of times, just sit there and then look at me and just go. So I thought that was pretty good. So anyhow,
do you have a cold as well, Daniel?
No. I had a cold the last time. How long did it take you to edit that out, Mike?
I'll let you know.
When I hear the episode and I go, holy crap, I'm not sharing this with anybody.
Sorry, that was laugh number 3, optional evil mumble cackle.
I don't categorize my laughs, sorry.
You don't have the level of OCD I do. I can't play Bioshock 2 because I haven't played Bioshock 1, and I have other games with 1 in the title that I have to finish before I can play any games with 2 in the title.
I'm that way. Okay, I'm that way. So, did you try that running jump that I told you about on Assassin's Creed?
Oh, that? No, I don't know if I'm advanced enough yet. I'm in Memory Block 5, and this is the first game.
5? You should be able to.
Right now, I'm happily in love with Wolfenstein. Should we get on? Because I'm kind of peckish. I'd like to eat at some point.
Should we actually do what we're supposed to do and not start, you know, stop talking about other stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
He's trying to be polite, though.
Yes. Making a suggestion. I'm in a good mood because Aaron said I can stay with him on Monday, so that saves me about $100-something in room accommodation and about $40 in taxis. So that's for one night.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Do we all have the line up and ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not the lion. I don't have the lion. Hang on. 3. Do you hear my DVD player?
No. Nope.
There we go. All right.
Once you can, it's good. Okay. Finger hovering over spacebar. 3, 2, 1. Roar. Oh, that's nice.
Shiny.
The smoke is not moving, though.
That is.
That is.
We have them out. And we have them in the desert combat gear. For some reason I'm thinking it's a Star Wars reference. Have we seen these uniforms before?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Toker planets.
Ah, right.
Bit of solar activity there.
That would not protect him.
Is this supposed to be doing that?
It's a coronal mass emission, like a giant solar flare.
But it's safe, right?
Well, that's what this equipment is designed to find out. Apart from disrupting the planet's magnetic field, it might cause a significant increase in surface radiation.
But it's safe, right?
Yeah, as long as we don't stay here too long, yes, sir.
Well, Jack should know this.
Yeah, Jack should know this. Jack's supposed to be an astronomer.
Not an astrologer?
Astrology is junk science.
Yes.
And he was doing a rubbing.
Is this the first time we see Ancient on post?
We would have seen it in the episode where Jack's mind went gagged, wouldn't we? We probably would have seen it in the Emmett episode as well, yes.
Yeah, Ernest.
Now, near as I can tell, the main body of the text represents a kind of planetary history.
I agree. But isn't it time for you to return through the Stargate?
What I don't understand is whatever this is, some sort of control mechanism.
It's Malachi, played by Robin Moseley.
He looks like he's been out in the sun a bit too long.
Well, there's a sonar coronal mass emission.
The storm is approaching, Dr. Jackson. The radiation may be dangerous for you and your team.
Oh, yes, Major Carter will let us know when we have to leave.
Radiation may be dangerous. What about you, Malik?
Have you seen the episode where this guy played with RDA in MacGyver?
No, I haven't seen a lot of MacGyver.
He's really good.
What little MacGyver I have seen, I have managed to post-traumatically erase from my memory.
You didn't like the business in the front, party in the back?
You didn't like you can make an atomic bomb from a rubber band and two pencils?
But you can.
The geomagnetic disturbance is reaching its peak. I have to act now.
Oh, love the gun. Love.
I don't understand.
Oops. Yeah. That's what happens. You should really take the veiled hints from a scientist seriously. Mm-hmm. Luckily, nobody's noticed he's stunned one member of the team.
How do we know he stunned him? How do you know he hasn't actually killed him?
Well, I could say I've seen this episode before, but I think it's pretty obvious he hasn't killed Daniel.
Mm. Did you see Daniel's jacket? It had a satin lining. I don't think military jackets have satin linings.
Well, Daniel's not military, man.
He's always civilian when it counts.
There you go. Civilian on the inside, military on the outside.
Teok's all cooled on the inside and human on the outside.
Nice.
It's a giant whack-a-mole machine.
That's it, yeah.
Let's go home. Daniel?
He's still got the beard.
Yeah, with the caterpillar on his face, I was about to say that.
Neil.
Yeah, I hear it.
This looks a bit... Stand away from the pillars.
Yes.
Yes, do not approach the... Ooh.
Duck.
Where?
Incoming wormhole.
In the background.
Yeah, that's not good.
Hasn't done that before.
No, well, I think it has. But not to this extent. What is that? Yes, act, Don, act. It's, you know, there isn't actually anything there.
Daniel, what the hell are you doing? Stay back!
There's a story about Star Trek there.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but that just happens to be how I feel about it. What do you think?
Fruit Loops.
Yes, Fruit Loops. And yeah, why has he got Fruit Loops if Daniel's got waffle?
Because Daniel likes waffles.
They don't deserve one thing.
What?
And the round waffles, too. That's making me even hungry.
What do you think?
Colonel, something wrong?
Maybe.
Intense brown eyes. And Sam's hair, Sam clearly got a GHD about 15 years before they came out. She's had her hair straightened.
Yes. And Jack's puzzled, the views are puzzled.
Oh yeah, very nice bewildered expression from Jack there.
Well, let's face it, bewildered is pretty much Jack's default expression. Come on, that deserved a giggle.
Another remand? Okay, this episode directed by
Peter DeLuise, since on this disc we're alternating Martin with Peter.
Written by... Come on, Mike.
Oh, smaze it.
Queuing it up for you.
Written by the writing team of Joseph Malozzi and Paul Muller. Between them, did about 49 episodes of Stargate SG-1, 19 SGA, and 12 SGU.
Here's the music right here.
Weren't we just somewhere else? Where?
Some planet.
When?
Just now.
No.
Sure?
Yeah.
That's a nice byplay, but that must have been a complete cow to shoot.
You say the Fruit Loops never move because they've been glued to the spoon?
Yes.
Hey, it's them little touches, just to make sure the Fruit Loops are in the same colour combination every scene.
Well, yes. I mean, otherwise it'd be a continuity nightmare.
And it's the sort of thing fans would look out for.
Oh, yeah. Well, not us, but other fans. You know, weird fans. Kind of people that listen to our podcast.
You okay? You're just trying to avoid answering my question.
I'm fine.
What question?
I'll never forget the second episode recorded. I got a little mad at you because you picked it apart.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, SG-15 took these images of solar activity on P4X-639.
Yeah, we have Dr. Fraser.
Nice big large rear projection screen.
Yes, but isn't it giving the impression that it's actually a flat screen TV or something?
Oh, you hide anything behind a bit of drywall and make it look like anything, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wouldn't they have General Hammond, you know, that thing would be sitting on his desk.
Mm.
The projector would.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, come on. How many early science fiction films you saw something like that and think, I'd love one of them in my ass. Now you can have one.
Yep. Hey, I have Kinect now, so talk about sci-fi.
You have given money to the evil emperor?
Yes.
I'll continue talking until 6 weeks go by. And
that's about.
I distinctly remember sitting here listening to Carter prattle on about solar activity and a corona something.
Coronal mass emissions. I was just about to bring it up.
There you go. How would I know that?
Maybe you read my report.
Maybe he read your report?
Yeah. He read your report. Right here. Maybe he read your yes. report. Come on.
That's
Sam.
An insult, Jack.
I am in agreement with O'Neill. I'm experiencing a great deal of familiarity with these events.
Oh dear, sorry, I forgot to update the code. That's my responsibility.
Of course, another fun-packed episode with no Walter.
We have an unscheduled incoming traveler, sir.
It's SG-12.
They're not due back for days.
Receiving GDO transmission.
The tech is played by Daniel Bacon, an English actor.
Ooh.
It's SG-12.
His one and only appearance?
No, he pops up every now and again.
Yeah.
Open the iris.
One of them will be injured.
Yeah, he's been here a while.
Yeah, he was in Atlantis and the usual Canadian shows.
I love this look by him. Right now.
What do you make of all of this, Major?
Well, sir, I'm not sure.
Well, SG-12's early return was the result of an accident. One of the team fell and broke his ankle. How could Teal'c, Colonel O'Neill, have known that was going to happen?
Both of them claim to have memories of SG-1's mission to P4X-639.
A mission that isn't scheduled to start for 6 hours.
Perhaps Teal'c's alien with mind powers that he's never told anybody about before.
Yeah, it's not as if, no, I mean, that would be so unlike Teal'c not to reveal vital strategic information.
Did you see Martin on the ladder?
Okay, so Sam was setting up instruments and... where was I?
You were by the altar deal with the guy.
Right, you're going to need to be a little more specific.
Malachi.
Yes.
There we go.
That's the alien archaeologist that SG-15 met on the first survey. I was looking forward to meeting him.
You did. You got along swell.
You've said you're single line. Now I'm shoving the thermometer into your mouth so you can shut up again.
Tilt double checks is not a rectal thermometer.
Yeah, I've had that.
There
you
go.
Really you have to go there, Mike, you know.
Then I was back in the commissary eating my Fruit Loops.
And she puts it back in.
Well, sir, I can't find anything wrong with either of them. Now we'll have to wait for the lab results to be sure, but they both appear to be in perfect health.
Yep, their eyes are perfectly normal. I shone a light in and they reacted.
Yes, but why Jack and Teal'c and not us?
I'm not taking any chances. Until we figure out what's going on, I'm postponing your mission to P4X-639.
Hmm. Spoils World General. Send them anyway. They probably could tell you whether it's worth going.
It won't make any difference.
Yeah. You actually think you have control of this, General? It's your choice, is it?
One of the best scenes of Stargate right here.
Hmm.
Jack, wait up. I was thinking about what you said about a beam coming out of the altar. SG-15 took digital images of the carvings on the ruins.
Yeah, you're looking at this and thinking, well, it's a bit of a static shot, isn't it? A two-shot. A little boring.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, blah, 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 blah.
If you could give me more details about the layout of the ruins, it might be useful.
Whoop.
Gee, fluoride, Dr. Jackson.
There we go.
Should have seen that coming.
Is it odd that they use the stunt coordinator to do that?
He's also a stunt
There's
man.
Peter DeLuise.
There's Peter. Yep. Hey. This scene gets progressively better right here.
So? Don't you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Actually, by this time, we were on the planet.
Come on, she's cute, she's intrigued, and she's smiling at you. React, damn it!
Well, I was thinking about what you said about a beam hitting the Stargate.
What about it?
Was that a 2x4? Was that a 4x8? What?
Yeah, you could say he described it as a big shiny thing that hit the Stargate.
Maybe you're not remembering future events. Maybe you were sent back in time.
For what, 6 hours?
It doesn't sound impressive when you say it like that, Jack.
Yep. But here's the question. If they keep flashing back, when does Jack sleep?
I'm sure he spends a couple of loops asleep.
Could this beam you mentioned be a means to access the Yates subspace field in order to create some kind of time inversion outside of subspace?
I was like, it can't be cumulative or be a rate record two or three times, won't you?
I guess that's true. But your mind would be tired.
Well, that's it. They retain all the memories, so the brain is being imprinted.
I'm going to go run a few simulations.
You run. Simulate.
Keep me apprised.
Go simulate. It's only been less than a day, and Jack's thrown in the towel already.
Well, nobody believes him.
Keep me apprised.
They have an awesome lab if they can do that in 6 hours. Yeah, I'm impressed.
They squeeze a full medical exam into just shining light in the rice and sticking a thermometer in the mouth. And
well, that's a special thermometer.
No.
What, the mouth one or the other one?
That's why Tilk sat down very gently.
I have no objection as long as...
Let's get full off-world activation.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Go!
Unknown error.
Did you do something in the blue screen?
What is that?
I'm not sure, sir. I've never seen anything like it.
We have.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but that just happens to be how I feel about it. What do you think?
The Jackson 10th brown eyes again.
Mike.
Really?
Now we figure out there's something wrong.
Colonel? Something wrong?
I'm like this every morning. Not again.
Oh, yeah. Something.
Something.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, SG-50...
We've done this. We do this every day. I'm not talking about briefings in general, Daniel. I'm talking about this briefing. I'm talking about this day.
His brain spun up a bit faster now, so...
We've done this.
Life is too short.
I'm saying, I've sat through one boring sciencey presentation by you twice now. I'm not doing it again.
We haven't been to P4X639.
Yes, we have. No, we haven't. That's what you were going to say.
Of course that's what I was going to say.
The fact that Jack can remember the name of a planet.
That should ring alarm bells majorly. You know, going back to an episode, I believe the Night and Day episode. I think it was episode 3. Daniel says, I thought we were going to come up with a more interesting name.
Yeah, Broken Divine.
Talana, wasn't it?
No, Broken.
Yeah, but the planet.
Didn't they just call it Tuplo's Planet?
And you'll all believe me when SG-12 comes through that gate in 4, 3, 2.
Oh.
It was land.
Oh. Poor Jack.
The gate does nothing.
Taps his watch.
SG-12 isn't due back for 3 days.
Unscheduled off-world activation. So close.
Wait a minute, why is my DHD and my watch not working?
That's it.
So close.
The gate's not working, hit it with a hammer.
Oh, they introduced bad example in here, which Jack uses a lot.
You're not going to find anything.
Why don't we wait for the lab results before we jump to any conclusions?
The results will be negative.
Humor me.
Probably not.
General... I know you're thinking of postponing the mission, but there's no point. Tried it last time, it didn't work.
They told me this at medical school.
I'm just wondering, I forget, how many loops is it going to be before Teok just grabs the thermometer off him and chucks it across the room?
And shoves it down the nurse's throat. He looks like he wants to kill her.
Teok's wearing eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, I'm eyeshadow. I know what it looks like.
Yeah, Jack really is not going to put up with anything now, except for a few things which he might find amusing.
Like the fact that Soylo was going to walk into Daniel in about 5 seconds.
Right. SG-15 took digital images of the carvings on the ruins.
Looks familiar.
It should. It's something that you spoke for a few days. It's a variation of the writings used by the ancients.
He's waiting for it to happen. He's not warning him, is he?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, I should have seen that come.
Wrong genius.
No, I realize that the Asgard's returning you to normal, which is fortunate, I suppose.
All the times Daniel's just annoyed him.
Layout of the ruins. It might be you. Sorry, Dr. Jackson.
Oh.
Oops.
I'm bad.
Couple of schoolboys in front of the headmaster.
Come in.
Yeah, I love this shot.
Any word from Fraser?
Still waiting for the lab results.
If we delay any longer, it will be too late.
Yeah, Mr. Reliable there.
Yeah. You realize this is a little difficult for me to accept.
Hey, if it was just me, I'd agree. But what about Teal'c? Come on, is this the face of a crazy man?
Yes.
Yes, that was a remove that hand from my shoulder, or you won't have a hand much longer.
What do you want?
We want to go back to 639.
And I love how we think Jack's got a hard time, and then we still have no idea what's going on with Teal'c at this point.
That's overexposed, isn't it? To give the sunlight effect. You could tell it from behind.
Probably to meld the matte painting, too, into the shot.
And thunder rumbling.
A geomagnetic storm is building up. We shouldn't stay long.
That's a machine right there.
I wonder how it works.
Subspace fields and time inversions. That's what you said.
Hello.
Very good piece of acting by the actor and by the character, too.
I don't understand.
Whatever you did, I want you to undo it.
I did nothing.
Colonel, I don't think he knows what you're talking about.
Perhaps he has no memory on you.
Oh, he remembers. He's the one who's pushing all those buttons.
I wouldn't classify those as buttons.
They're big buttons. They're sort of Duplo-level buttons, but...
These alien symbols. I told the others who came before you. SG-15? Yes. But they didn't point weapons at me.
You can admire the ancients' technology, but their control interfaces leave a lot to be desired.
Well, when you're a sort of ball of glowing light, you need big, easily pushable buttons.
Well, see, they don't need a screen if they write everything on the buttons. You know, move your cursor over this to highlight what it does. Nah, we'll just put it on the dang button.
What kind of archaeologist carries a weapon?
I do.
Bad example.
Presumably they don't use vision primarily because everything's glowing, you know? How can you make anything out? You gotta do it by touch.
Now, just by this one shot, you have to wonder, what exactly is the rest of the video?
What's this? If you must know, it's my wife.
That was Nicole Forrest, head of the accounts of the production company.
Oh, I just insulted one of the crew. My bad.
Married to one of the producers as well.
Oh, I'm really screwed now.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. It engaged on its own.
Turn it off.
How?
It's drawing energy from the ionization in the atmosphere.
Uh-oh. You've been had.
Oh, dear.
Excuse me? How'd you know her name?
You told me.
No, I didn't. Not this time around.
It doesn't matter. You're too late.
Damn you meddling kids.
How do you shut this thing off?
Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Sir, it's building up some kind of charge.
Well, duh. But no, Sam, you're supposed to be a genius, making such obvious statements.
Drop all pretense. He has that mad scientist idea of, well, I can turn it on, but I can't turn it off.
I don't want to turn it off. Why would I want to turn it off?
Here we go again.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but that just happens to be how I feel about it. What do you think?
We never actually find out what Daniel's on about, do we?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Just a question.
You do think Jack's about to hit him, though?
He's getting a bit tired now, you know? He's been up for 24 hours. Jack can give this lecture himself at this stage.
The deal. We're all stuck in a time loop of some kind. However, Teal'c and I seem to be the only ones who realize it. Now, there's this alien device on 639. It shoots a beam at the Stargate, which...
I love this.
It was going so well.
Teal'c, help me out here with the...
Teal'c is like his mobile encyclopedia.
Yes.
He's powered by ionization.
In the atmosphere, right. Which is caused by...
I know this one.
I think Teal'c is Rob's sphere, actually.
Magnets.
The geomagnetic storm.
You're doing so well, Jack.
Anyway, I don't know why none of you remember any of this. But I do know for a fact... There's no point in having old Doc Fraser examine us again.
Quite general. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Look at them bitch.
Well, you kind of see a little bit of Donis Davis's childhood face right there. What could possibly be?
What could possibly be in my eye that would explain this?
He's nearing the end of his tether with the thermometer there.
I'm going to kill her.
What do you make of all this, Major?
Well, sir, when was the last time you heard Colonel O'Neill use terms like subspace field and geomagnetic storm?
Good point.
And he actually used them correctly.
Yeah, that always is suspicious, isn't it? Last time he was taken over by an alien, that's when.
No, he just had an alien device downloaded into his mind.
Or ancient memories in his noggin.
The next time time loops, we'll forget this conversation even happened.
Yes, sir.
There's Martin.
They do actually paint.
They failed to redress a little bit of the set that had to be repainted and dressed. Always on a budget.
You're better off in here.
I was just coming to look for you.
I know.
Okay, did you know that RDA used to be a street performer?
A what?
Street performer?
A mime?
Pretty much.
Where's a scar pit when you need one?
Well, a little piece of what comes up, if you watch the commentary, they talk about it, but something that happens a little bit ahead of
you. I mean, someone likes seeing the commentary?
Well, I've listened to it.
I leave out one little preposition, and you pounce on it.
Well, a Blu-ray, you might watch a commentary.
I mean, Mike, if you're going to emulate my qualities, at least try name for one of the more endearing ones.
Then that would be...
Thank you. I told you that. My colleague Bridget said that. And Bridget's so nice and sweet and pleasant.
I mean, for all we know, this is just an accidental byproduct of its true function. Hello. Okay, we're on our way. Sam has something.
We have Milky Way Galaxy.
According to Colonel O'Neill, in the first loop, he and Teal'c witnessed a beam striking the Stargate on P4X639. And then the gate became energized somehow.
Boring.
Tilt. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Cal Nor reaming in the background.
Nothing bad.
Wake up, Teal'c. At least look like you're interested.
That's Teal'c's interested expression. It's also he's bored, angry, sad, happy.
In which case, the solution is simple.
We dial out.
Exactly. A few minutes before this loop is supposed to begin again, we establish an outgoing wormhole to, say, the Tolan home world. And anyone or anything trying to dial in from P4X639 will get a busy signal.
Beep, beep, beep.
I heard something interesting.
Let's do it.
Sounds like a good idea.
But I think the ancients would have remembered the...
Chevron 7 will not lock, memory serves.
Yeah, it'd be far too easy if this worked.
Chevron 6, lock. Chevron 7 will not engage.
What?
It won't lock.
Nah, oh the bulb's gone, that's all.
You broke it.
Yeah, we're getting Walter back. We'll stand you in front of the gate when it opens.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm sorry, this guy's no good.
Whenever Walt leaves the complex, he just takes that important bit from the computer, so they always have to call him back to fix it.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. There is nothing wrong on our end. We should have been able to dial it up.
The secret of IT... Break something yourself, so you're the only one that can fix it. Hey, Al?
No, that's Alan's, yep.
No, I just happen to be the only one that can fix it anyway.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but that just happens to be how I feel about it. What do you think?
Ask me tomorrow.
Oh, that's...
Stop showing me Daniel eating food. You're making me hungry. Be at least 20 minutes before I can get my hands on the food. I may sign off very quickly.
Just because someone can recognize the symbols on a keyboard doesn't mean they can run a computer.
You've been over this! I'm telling you, the only way to stop this loop is to figure out how to run that stuff.
Nice. Ooh. Almost looks like a touchscreen, doesn't it?
Yeah, touchscreen.
Yeah. Touchscreens did exist then.
Well, they may do, but not in this production, they didn't.
And usually not CRTs.
No, it's a white balance pad, which you put underneath the CRT.
Yes, Jack.
I've used them.
A $300 DAT recorder just being smashed on the table.
Oh, yes. I remember that in the commentary, because the prop guys are sort of going, no.
If what you say is true, then when the loop started again, your recording wouldn't have happened yet.
Don't hit it.
Right.
Did I not say that your plan would be unsuccessful?
Careful! Be careful.
You can see Chris smile just a little bit.
He's feeling all superior, in character and out of.
Look, if you guys are the only ones with memories of previous loops, then you're going to have to help me by learning and remembering.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, for an actor, this is Emmy stuff. You have to emote without actually saying anything. Great, from the actor's perspective, somebody's blowing into the microphone.
It is, and rather loud, isn't it?
Sorry, my bad.
That's your third strike, Daniel. I'm afraid you're going to have to hang up now.
Oh, that's Nazi turning upside down.
He's the one that commented on a comment as a reprimand, so he's going to keep track.
I think what's happened is that the Earth has become, in a sense, out of sync with the rest of the gate system, making it impossible for us to establish contact with these worlds.
What about SG-12? They managed to gate in.
I realize that. So we ran a sequence of random dialings, and this is what we found.
I forgot to get my straw for my coffee this week.
Coffee through a straw. That could accidentally burn the back of your throat quite badly.
Remember last time? That's what I was doing.
Pretty light.
How many bottles of cider again?
Ooh, look, it's a pretty pattern.
The alien device is establishing a simultaneous connection to all these gates, creating a kind of subspace bubble.
That's a stretch, Sam.
Sam seems to be inventing gate physics. You know, why isn't she publish? It's a shame she works in the top secret program, although she could publish a lot of papers about this.
Yeah.
Gate physics 101.
Unfortunately, a lot of people will be able to test the hypothesis she comes up with. At the moment, there aren't that many.
And she would be shot if she ever published it.
Had this conversation. It's up to Teal'c and Colonel O'Neill.
Potteramus. Potteras.
Joseph Malozzi, PhD. He wrote the book.
Literally wrote the book.
Pram. Eras, Krat, Kramus.
And here we enter the best scene of any of the Stargate.
This is a bad idea.
It would appear we have no choice.
This is a long drawn out process to learn ancient.
Yes.
You know what the worst part is?
Oh, well.
You know the worst part about this? Every time we loop, Daniel asks me a question, and I wasn't listening the first time.
You're not the only one who must endure some discomfort, O'Neill. You? You have said that on many occasions. Perhaps next time I will not be so forgiving.
Section 23 ends with a reference to perennial adventus.
Been over this.
I believe it means the approaching disaster.
Good. Of the machine itself. With recurring use, the machine surrenders to the rigors of time.
It's incorrect, Daniel Jackson.
The word abecedaru means to give up.
What?
Not surrender.
Okay, this section of the
montage without the script.
Here we go.
So, I hope Jack can't remember how to speak ancient after this.
He can only say those lines that help him push the keyboard.
Here we go.
Yep, there's the street for calling
it. Teal'c, fascinating. What would you do? Get the Gwog in it?
Teal'c's like, I'm better than you.
See, it's more coordinated. You're going to see the pair of them sort of throwing balls backwards and forwards.
Guys, you getting this? Because this is important.
Unscheduled off-world activation.
Daniel, this is important, guys.
I love this bit of ad-libbing with the props.
I'm taking this loop off. Telling you, Teal'c, if we don't find a way out of this soon, I'm going to lose it. Lose it. It means go crazy. Nuts. Insane. Bonzo. No longer in possession of one's faculties. Three fries short of a happy meal. Wacko!
Wacko. They probably had to tell him to draw a smiley face or else he would have drawn Sam.
No, it's got to go.
I love how he underlines it.
Yeah.
Thank you, O'Neill.
No, thank you, Teal'c. Oh. God. Exactly how many of these loops have we been through? I've lost track. That must be frustrating.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it's kind of an opportunity.
How's that?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you know in advance that everything is always going to go back to the way it was, then you could do anything for as long as you want without having to worry about consequences.
All they've been doing so far is trying to solve the problem. Just waiting. The one sentence that lets them go crazy.
And they're thinking the whole time, holy cow, why didn't I think of this before?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
They really should have brought Groundhog Day into it. Mentioned it at least.
Well, it's not even that. Was it a good idea for Daniel to say that? And when it's crossed their minds. Ooh, we can have fun with this.
I'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That'll play.
How far is Alaris, anyway?
Several billion miles.
That's gotta be a record.
Several billion? I think it's a damn sight further than that.
Like, oh, no, what have I done?
I'm off and on. He'll bow when he's off.
At least I won't remember it.
Theme from Ghost.
There's Jack. Ah, yes. The best line in the episode. In the middle of the backswing.
Colonel O'Neill, what the hell are you doing? In the middle of my backswing!
Love the outfits as well.
That was inevitable.
Yes, that made me happy.
Is he really going to go tell on Teal'c?
You know what he did to me?
I ran into a door. Literally. It was being pushed.
And door ran into me.
Oh. Resigning? What for?
So I can do this.
This is great.
Thank you. Yep.
I'm assuming you kiss them back.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing.
It sounds like I feel violated.
I don't know why, but I do.
And yet she did. Still did that scene in Sanctuary. Come on, I have to mention it every 3 or 4 episodes.
What have you got for us, Dr. Jackson?
With the help of Teal'c and Jack, I've managed to complete the translation. As I originally suspected, P4X639 was once a colony of the Ancients.
Pretty obvious since it had an ancient device on it.
And it had an ancient device. Did you see that big sign as it came through the gate?
Ancient. Yeah. Souvenirs to the right and refreshments to the left.
They were going to go back and change their history to avoid their fate.
Right, but it didn't work. Instead of sending a team of scientists back to the key moment in their history, the device caused a short-term continuous loop.
Of course, they're ancient, so they're all, you know, broken.
Mm. Well, souvenirs are of a spiritual and emotional nature. Yep. You know? They're not actual tacky souvenirs. It costs a small portion of your soul to see them.
If they're ancient, it's not spiritual. It's scientific, as we find out later.
We don't know about later.
There's a section of text on the altar that deals specifically with the geomagnetic storms that power the device. Apparently, they recur every 50 or so years, which is why, incidentally, the...
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a bit unusual. Why would the ancients build somewhere that required the storms to power the device? Not as if they were short of energy production techniques.
They were trying to go green.
Was that it? Ah, right.
Plus, those LPMs were green.
No, they were red and yellow and gold.
Colonel, have your team geared up and ready to embark in 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
So how come they could go to P3X Blob this time? Or did they try and go somewhere outside those gates?
Yeah, it was outside the grouping.
Geomagnetic storm is building up. We shouldn't stay long.
Everybody split off so Teal'c can walk right here.
Just for this.
Alakai!
I don't see anyone, sir.
He's around here somewhere. He knows we're on to him.
Yeah, as soon as you see him, shoot him.
Ready, sir.
Oh, nasty.
I'm sorry, but you've come to break the time loop, and I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
That's where the stuntmen earn their pay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my guys, shades.
That wasn't Michael, then?
I say, just as Jack and Teal'c have learnt a bit, so has Malakai.
Mm-hmm.
He's been using his time wisely.
I don't want to mess with Jack again, so I'll just go get a generator.
He's not even pretending, no.
Oh, this...
Yeah, this could be dangerous.
This is good.
And
it's no good, sir. It looks like a variation of a gold force shield.
I could have hurt. That hit his face. I could have gone straight through the back of his head.
Would have been nice if they said, oh, I got this off a bounty hunter called Aris Bok.
Yeah. Then they would have had to pay Sam Jones.
Yeah.
I start all over again.
I'm counting on it. I need more time. Once I've correctly deciphered the symbols on the altar, I will be able to master the time device.
Why? So you can be king of Groundhog Day?
You think I would do this for personal power?
Can't believe I pulled that name out of my head. Wow.
Groundhog Day.
Yes, because groundhogs are powerful.
They control the weather. That's a big secret. They don't actually predict it. They control it. Death to all groundhogs.
On this planet, definitely cast a shadow.
She died. 12 years ago. When I found this place and discovered its true purpose, I dedicated myself to unlocking its mysteries.
So you could go back and save her?
No, that would be quite impossible. She died from a congenital heart weakness. Not even the ability to travel time could change that.
So the arrogance isn't reserved for Gwold.
What's that the back of Teok's neck there? The sort of little black device thing.
Turns so. Out.
Malachi, the device doesn't work.
Hmm.
It never did. It never did. You're living proof.
We finished translating the text from the ruins. The ancients who built this place never got it to work. They tried over and over again, just like you, but in the end they gave up.
All this for love. Oh, how romantic.
The question is, who wouldn't do this?
Teok's looking kind of... or Daniel's looking kind of ginger there, isn't he?
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to say, if the ancients can't get something to work, it's hard to argue against humans getting it to work.
Only someone of Daniel or Sam-level intelligence would get it to work.
Yeah, that kind of ruins the argument, doesn't it, really? How many times do the SGC get ancient technology to work? Or work, but not in the manner intended?
Mm.
That's 14 worlds reliving the same day over and over.
Yeah, the last time Sam tried to rewrite ancient script, she almost blew up the planet with the red sun.
Hmm.
But it doesn't matter. Once I am able to input the correct time coordinates, the loop will be broken.
The people who made that machine are the same people who made the Stargates. And they couldn't get the damn thing to work.
That's the spirit, Malachi. I've got it right this time.
Just for the sake of argument.
Hmm.
You can't change what happened to her.
Okay, a little bit of melodrama now.
Yes.
I can touch her face again. Talk with her. Hear her laugh.
Like you remember.
Yes.
Then what'll happen?
He looks like he hasn't shaved, which is odd. If he's looping, it shouldn't look like that.
Quiet, Alan. Let it flow over you.
This is Jack's signature argument. Just like Kirk had the calculate pi, you mad computer, you.
Listen to me. I know what it's like.
You can't! I lost my son! I know!
And as much as I could never live that over again.
Now that's a Kirkian argument, right?
Yeah.
Could you?
Only from Wrath of Khan on.
He's welling up. Keep going, Jack. Push a bit harder.
Oh, push the button. So he's pushing his button, so he pushes the other button, yeah?
No.
This no is a very good no right here.
Let her go.
No.
You happy now, Jack? You've really upset him.
He's gone like Elmo from Sesame Street.
Teok's just waiting for the shield to go down, and he's going to blow his head off.
Well, it's an interesting thing. He wants, like, this show on down.
Yes, but it operates at the speed of plot.
That's right. Figured you'd want to say your speed of plot line again.
Thank you.
Right, lads, get him.
Everybody,
Wait,
shoot.
Get him. Oh. Like it.
We still do not realize ramifications yet.
Mm.
Cue meatloaf.
Oh, for God's sake. You're going to put that in there, aren't you? Is that a reference for yourself when you're editing this in about a month?
I've learned to put it in.
I don't know if we should include copyright music in the podcast. What's the maximum length we could get away with under fair use? With the RIAA, I think even mentioning it, they probably won't.
About half a second, so you can't recognise a song.
Try
again. It's been a long day.
Well, we're still here, Colonel. I assume you were successful.
Well, General, you know what they say.
If at first you don't succeed, try, 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 try again.
Gray?
Yeah. Well, that much stress.
Jack, quite porridge.
It's oatmeal.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone enjoy oatmeal so much.
What do you think oatmeal is?
That's like the driest oatmeal ever, though.
It's porridge. Porridge is made from oatmeal. Oh, never mind.
From the Tok'ra. Apparently they've been trying to contact us for over 3 months.
They need some cooler.
Really?
It's a cross-cultural thing.
Yeah, let's have a UK-US battle here.
Fight. Yeah, looping, slidey. Fight.
Let me ask you something. In all that time you were looping, were you ever tempted to do something crazy? I mean, you could do anything without worrying about consequences.
Good question, Daniel.
Especially coming from you.
Yes, wink, wink.
And?
What happened? Yes. He not stay in the mountain.
I'd slap him on general principle, Sam. You've been around many enough to know that look.
That's what happened.
And we're done. I think we said much there, did we? Well, I didn't, anyway.
And Alan's like, see ya, I'm gonna go eat.
A strange craving
for
fruit
loops.
We've
never actually tweeted.
Good for you.
I clicked tweet, but it didn't bloody work.
I'm already on the podcast. I wasn't going to send you a tweet. Richard Jolin is definitely the weirdest looking guy on the planet. Have you ever seen him?
That was... Daniel's actually aged a lot better than Jack has. But that's outside of our podcast, Hello Primers. That Jack, was kind of an opportunity. Any final thoughts, folks?
Just going to say, probably the best episode of SG-1. Probably excluding the last two seasons for me.
I don't think many people would disagree. In fact, I think the season 4 poll should be, what's the second best episode of the season?
Yeah, because you won't get anything back except window of opportunity.
We should put the poll up. You made it in the comments like, remember, there were another 21 episodes in this season.
Confuse people and leave this episode after the poll.
Nah, we're just going to skip that one.
I was wondering, opportunity, next week's episode is Watergate.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Is that Siberia?
A startling discovery.
The Russians have a Stargate?
Turns into a Russian-US operation.
There are 47 people down there who may need our help.
You don't have to tell me what's at stake here.
And a crisis of global proportions.
They're all dead.
The answers lie in an ancient underwater world.
Good luck.
But the deeper the mystery gets...
Holy frozen bad guys.
...the further they get into trouble.
Gilk.
It's too late for him!
Now it's more than a game of sink or swim.
Fight!
It's do or die. Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
Actually see the Russians brought in.
I like Marina Sirtis.
Excellent accent.
Oh dear. It's on the level of Sean Connery's Russian boat captain accent.
She actually did that on her own. She wanted to do it. She wasn't supposed to do the accent, believe it or not.
I thought Marina Sirtis was Yugoslavian anyway.
Marina Sirtis.
No, sorry, that's the large up top one. I'm confusing her with Delenn.
Oh, okay. Yes. Surname Sirtis is an orange or a lemon.
Yeah.
That's all. Sorry, Alan.
Grapefruit.
I'm tired. You know what?
You need Fruit Loops or oatmeal.
I need a bloody Chinese and some beer. Chinese beer.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
Okay, folks, we have one piece of feedback this week from Stephen, who, if you remember, joined us a few weeks ago for this Season 3 recap. He sent a message via Facebook, which is much appreciated. But just a reminder that if you have a microphone, why not send us a voice email? So much better to hear your words and thoughts directly. Anyhow, thanks to him for the message, which is as follows. Hi Mike and Alan. I had to send you some thoughts on everyone's favourite episode, Window of Opportunity. Everyone knows this is a funny episode with quotes like, in the middle of my bat swing, and what archaeologist carries a gun? I do, to name a couple. However, it's not one of the funnier moments that is my favourite of the episode. Instead, it is the raw emotion that Jack shows at the end when he shouts, I lost my son, I know. It gets me every time, brilliant acting. Anyway, keep up the good work, and remember, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Speak to you soon, Stephen. Cheers, Stephen. Looking forward to hearing from you again, and hopefully you'll join us on the cast at a later date.
Come try ya!
Hi, folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc., etc., etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecatspodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well.
I'd like to thank Daniel for joining us again, and I don't think his last episode was much of a debacle, but it was about 2 weeks ago, and I've had an awful lot of alcohol in between, so I'm not too sure I remember.
It was fun for me, but then I was like, oh my gosh, what did I say after I did it?
It can all be fixed in editing. Everything can be fixed in editing.
Or lost.
Except the Everyman film from The Simpsons.
Well, I am here if you guys need me or want me back, so...
Feel free to give us feedback, folks, as I said in the boilerplate bit, and thank you for listening, thank you for downloading, and thank you for any and all feedback and other things that you might send us.
And thank you for the patience on my part.
It's always fun.
And you'll hear from us in roughly 7 days, although we'll be recording in 8. And sorry for the Twitter breakdown on this week's ep, which, again, you're not going to notice until I mention it whenever you actually listen to this, which I think will be sometime in February.
Yeah, and I don't think the agents can make a loop machine that go back a month, so...
We can try. God, what could I do with a month?
Don't go there. Don't go there.
I'm sorry, I'm already there.
Okay, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.